Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Hello and welcome to Zero Pucks Given, the UK ice hockey podcast. We're in partnership with the Hockey Art Co, hockey clothing for hockey people, worn by the best and hated by the rest. Listeners to Zero Pucks Given get a 10% discount on everything site-wide at hockeyartclothing.co.uk. Just enter the code ZP10 upon checkout to get your discount. We are also sponsored by Manscaped, redefining the gentleman with top-of-the-range male grooming products. Listen out a little bit later for more details about Manscaped and their products, particularly the Performance Package 5.0, giving a massive saving on buying it individually. Plus, you can get 20% off and free shipping on all Manscaped products when you use the code ZEROPUCKS, all caps, all one word. We are also on the Sports Social Podcast Network, the biggest podcast network in Europe. You can find all the details about ZPG there, as well as a wide range of podcasts from different sports on their website. This is episode 84. I'm Ben. Welcome along. We've got the match reports from the Britain Challenge Cup final, the exclusive coaches' thoughts, player of the week, and a look at the fixtures for next week. And later this week, we will be catching up with UK Ice Hockey Hall of Famer Danny Myers. So don't miss that. Firstly, a bit of DOPS news. Invicta Dynamos will be missing Dan Scott for the next four games after he received the sussy for fighting and resisting an official. The Chelmsford Chieftains, Dan Hitchings, received two games for fighting at the end of the semi-final against Slough. And also for Chelmsford Chieftains, from the trip to MK a couple of weeks back, Richie Pickering received 10 games for a legal check to the head. Now, for me, 10 games is bonkers, but considering the way DOPS has been handing out these bans this season, Richie has given them the opportunity to give him this kind of ban. Not the greatest of plays. So hopefully, as we know, there will be big changes in DOPS moving forward. There is going to be a new person in charge of it. He's putting his team together over the summer to make sure that we get this thing out. Because at the moment, is DOPS really serving its purpose to keep the players safe? I mean, is that even possible? As was said in my recent appearance with Watty on 4,000 and Counting, this is a collision sport. Now, yes, a cross-check to the head off the play needs stamping out. But all that banning a lad for 10 games is going to do is make these lads not want to play anymore. This week also up in the National League, Hull Jets' Adam Dzeko was on the rough end of a 20-game ban for what seemed like a good, solid hit. So, you know, it's utter carnage. And I understand, you know, once they get it all in place, it should start sort of working as it should. But try and get a little bit more positivity back into it. And, of course, the likes of Josh Martin, Adam Dzeko, Richie Pickering, that's going to be a bit too late. But hopefully we can get it all sorted. So, obviously, just a one tie this weekend, the two-legged Challenge Cup final. Now, last week's episode, if I don't say so myself, was a fantastic, a real insight from Ben Painter and Connor Redmond. We will hear from Ben again a little bit later with his coach's thoughts, and hopefully a little later this week, something from Connor, but the Jets captain is just processing the weekend's results. It all started on Saturday night at Everyone Active in Slough, and the hangout was full to the brim. A nervy start by both sides as they feel each other out, and both teams took penalties when Ty Cathcart and Ryan Watt both sat for roughing on 7:54. The Jets found themselves on the power play after Brandon Miles took two for roughing on 11:14, and they took the lead when Minter and Goodchild assisted Seb Moore on 11:39, power play goal. The home side had another power play chance towards the end of the period after Pitchley sat for two for hooking on 17:11, but the Red Hawks special teams held strong to keep it 1-0. Into the second, and it was the Red Hawks that started the better and made it a tied game when Pitchley's shot was pad saved by Matty, but Ben Ely Newman followed up to make it 1-1 on 24:14. The visitors then had to kill three successive penalties after Painter sat for holding on 27:05, Pitchley for interference on 29:47, and then Watt for boarding on 33:33, before Skokan and Christian Moore headed in for hooking and holding respectively on 34:53. An incredible set of kills from the Red Hawks, Milton's finest Gandalf impression as none shall pass. Christian Moore headed back to the box for holding on 39:31, meaning the Jets would start the third on the kill. And it proved costly as on the power play, Jared Lane and Skokan assisted that man yet again, Ziggy Beasley, to sweep home from the slot for 2-1 on 40:44, power play goal. Shortly after the goal, the Jets were on the kill again when Hatfield sat for two for interference on 40:58. That was killed off, and then the home side had the man advantage when Soper and Miles both sat for roughing, but Miles was joined by Ben Ely Newman for tripping all on 45:14. The Jets had a brief period of 5-on-3 after Pitchley sat for cross-checking on 46:53, but were unable to equalise. The Red Hawks then found themselves with a period of 5-on-3 after Soper received 2+10 for slashing and misconduct on 50:20, whilst Massey received 2 for slashing on 50:52, but the Red Hawks were unable to extend their lead. On 57:43, Jared Lane was given 2 for holding. Slough called their timeout in an attempt to try and steal a tie late on, but its advantage Streatham. Man of the Match awards to Brett Messi and Danny Milton tells you all about the game when both Netties get the awards, and everyone heads back to the high road for the second leg on Sunday night. There was no feeling out period at the start of this one. The Jets knew exactly what they needed to do and came out flying. Minus Jack Goodchild, who had suffered a head injury on Saturday night, wishing a safe and speedy recovery to Jack. The Jets, in his absence, looked to stick it on their host early and had a couple of early chances through Redmond, but Milton came out on top. A big hit on Ben Ely Newman wasn't taken too kindly by Miles, but it resulted in the Streatham number 10 sitting for two for charging on 6:56. 10 seconds after Brandon returned, Smittle and Farn headed to the box as they cross-check each other on 9:05. Chances for the home side as Ely Newman gets a shot off, saved by Massey, and Beasley's rebound eaten up by the Jets' stopper. On 11:38, the Jets had a power play opportunity when Watt sat for two for slashing. Chances galore for Slough, but Milton again proving a tough obstacle. Streatham almost had a shorty on the breakaway, but Ely Newman chooses to shoot instead of passing. Massey clears the puck above the glass. The home side then have a man advantage when Ty Cathcart sat for two for holding on 14:35. But no further goals. The first finished 0-0 with both netties remaining on top. The second was a frantic period of incredible defensive play with no quarter asked or given, and Massey and Milton equal to everything that breaks their way. In the period break, the lucky fans selected to take part in the Scoro took to the ice to try and win a cash prize of over £1,000, and a lad called Josh managed to get the puck from centre ice through the puck-sized hole in the Scoro board right in the middle. Huge congratulations to him. Well done there. Into the third, and the Jets had another power play chance where Pitchley sat for slashing on 48:34. Chances for Christian Moore and Adam Erskine, but no addition to the score. On 58:19, and only one goal behind on aggregate, Slough called their timeout and pulled Brett Massey. But as the play broke down, Farn assisted Thomas Skokan for the empty net goal that wins the cup for the Streatham Red Hawks. Man of the match performances from Connor Redmond and Danny Milton with the shutout. Even a comical error in the play-by-play, as it appears someone's wife may have been poked. But aside from the game, fantastic online coverage from Anthony Russell of Banners on the Wall, and of course Chris Beale for Streatham Red Hawks and Alistair Gammon from the Slough Jets. With the absence of a stream, your hard work is massively and widely appreciated. It's the second trophy of the season for Streatham, second of a possible five. After the heads had cleared and the victory had settled in, Ben Painter gave his thoughts to ZPG.
Yeah, obviously, we went into this weekend. Cup final weekend, it's always exciting. These are the sorts of weekends you want to be in at the beginning of the year. We set out a clear message that we want to be in every final and we want to be competing for every single trophy. So we go into this weekend, we were excited to be there. I think you could feel it in the room on the Saturday when you get there. Like, these are the weekends you play for. So we go into Slough knowing it's going to be a real tough weekend against them. They're a great team. They play very sort of different hockey to us. So it's two very different styles, I would say. But we know what they bring, and I think we've managed to manage what they bring for the best part of this season. Obviously beating them quite a few times and only sort of losing once in recent weeks. I think we were well prepared for what they bring, and everyone sort of knew they were going to be a tough weekend, but we knew that if we dug deep, we could get it done. So yeah, we went into that first leg away at Slough. I mean, first of all, I'd like to just like thank our travelling support. Like we had so many sort of loud fans there and supporters there. It really helps us. And yeah, we went into Slough there with a great backing and playing in front of a packed Slough building. But a good contingent of that noise was coming from our fans. It was great to see. And we went into that game, and I think the first period was a bit of a strange one. Really, I think both teams were sort of feeling each other out, weren't sure what way it was going to go. And then unfortunately we got ourselves into some penalty trouble that really sort of took any wind out of our sails and stifled our momentum. We were killing for far too long. We were probably killing for over a period of that game. 5-4 with a couple of spells of 5-3 as well. And I mean, we really struggled to sort of get any momentum going, not playing 5-5. And obviously the guys that were on the penalty kill, it was sort of taking it out of them quite a bit and really sort of, yeah, zapping us for energy. And obviously the guys that weren't killing as much, they were sort of not getting the ice time they probably wanted and that I probably want them to be getting as well. And we struggled to get any momentum offensively, but we stuck with it. And again, Ziggy comes up with a massive goal on the power play like he has done all year. And Benny Newman gets a greasy one off a rebound, which when you're away from home in a first leg, like, they're the goals that you look back and go, yeah, that wasn't pretty, but we just got it on net and a rebound gets put away. And that was, obviously great to see and great to be able to leave that building 2-1 up. I think we killed brilliantly, although I don't really want us on the kill, but, I mean, we were on it, we dealt with it. And if we don't deal with how well we, if we didn't kill as well as we did, we were probably in a different situation. But, yeah, to be going back to Streatham with a 2-1 lead, it was, we were definitely pleased. So, obviously, go into Streatham on the Sunday, and again, massive crowd, and the building was really sort of was bumping, and exactly how it should be for a cup final. And Slough again, they brought plenty of fans, and they were noisy all night, and yeah, the atmosphere was brilliant, exactly what you expect. So it was good to see, and we went into that game knowing that we had to be far more disciplined, we had to be far better sort of. Disciplined in terms of taking penalties, and we knew that our defensive structure had to be perfect because they were coming and we had that goal lead and we needed to protect it. And I just think we managed the game very well. We managed our emotions and we managed the game, and I was really pleased with how we managed to do that. It was great to see. For us to, I mean, it's testament to both teams that game was at 0-0 going into the final couple of minutes, and both teams played a great defensive game, and there was quite a few opportunities that both goalies stood up for and made great saves. And I mean, it was, yeah, edge of the seat stuff. I think if you were a fan of either team or a neutral, you really did get your money's worth on the night. So obviously we managed to get the empty net goal there just to take that little bit of pressure off at the end and sort of be able to enjoy the last minute or so. But yeah, no, it was a great game. And I mean, I'd love to sort of say that individuals had great games, but for me, there wasn't any real standout performances. We just played as a great cohesive unit. All five guys on the ice buying into what we had to get done, and boys were throwing their body in front of Parks and battling and finishing our hits. And we really did fight for everything we had on the night, and it was great to secure our second trophy of the year.
Well, a massive congratulations to the Streatham Red Hawks. 2 down, 3 to go. In what could be a quite incredible season for Paints lads. So I'm sure this won't be a surprise, but let's do it anyway.
Hi, it's Justin Wong, Kenny Wu from the Muddy Ducks, presenting Zero Pucks Given Britain Division Player of the Week.
The Player of the Week. After Slough took the lead in this cup final on Saturday, the remaining 108 minutes saw a performance of such grit and determination that saw him be an absolutely unbeatable force of nature. With one shutout, only one goal conceded, two Man of the Match awards, winning his second trophy of the season and his second ZPG Player of the Week. This week's Player of the Week is the big man, Milts, Danny Milton. Well, their normal service resumes this weekend as there are League and Britain Cup fixtures. The early fixture on Saturday sees the Streatham Red Hawks head to the Romford Buccaneers in the League and the Chieftains head to the Slough Jets in the Britain Cup. No slips allowed from those chasing the Red Hawks. Sunday sees Chelmsford Chieftains host Milton Keynes Thunder at 6 p.m. in the League, whilst the Streatham Red Hawks will look to make it 6 wins from 6 in the Britain Cup with the visit of the Oxford City Stars to the High Road. Well, that is it. Again, huge congratulations to the Streatham Redhawks on winning the South Challenge Cup. Keep your eyes and ears peeled later this week as we will be catching up with Ozone owner, founder, inventor, Danny Myers. Trust me, it is absolutely brilliant. Thank you so much for listening. Make sure you're following all of the socials. You know, this is more than just a podcast. It's like your one-stop shop for everything NIHL One South. You can get us on Facebook, Instagram, X, Threads, Snapchat, and TikTok. And you can also subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and YouTube, where there is literally hundreds of hours of content just for you. So don't forget to check out our little ZPG family as well, the Hockey Art Co. for all your awesome hockey-related clothing, 10% discount when you use the code ZP10. And fellas, check out Manscaped. Get yourself looking like a plucked chicken for the playoffs. And then after the habitual playoff growth, shave it all off again. Use the code ZEROPUCKS, all caps, all one word, to get 20% off plus free shipping at manscaped.com. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you next time. Hey guys, it's Ben from Zero Pucks Given. I just want to tell you a little bit about our new sponsor on the podcast, Manscaped. A lot of modern men now do enjoy some manscaping. I myself, as a bald man, I take care of my hair myself, but I like to keep my beard nice and trim, and I like to keep my eyebrows, my ears, my nose, and my chest, and my private area all quite sort of neat and tidy as well. And as someone who's done their own grooming for a long time, I've always struggled to find a trimmer that was actually really, really easy to use, really good quality, and a wireless one particularly that held a good charge. Normally, sort of one go over my beard, and that's it, they're dead. So when Manscaped sent me their products and asked to be involved with the podcast, I absolutely jumped at the chance because I've been wanting to try their products for an awful long time. And now I finally have. I can tell you with absolute integrity, this is the best wireless trimmer I have ever used. This is the Manscaped Lawnmower 5.0. It's really, really solid piece of a kit. It's designed brilliantly so it fits in your hand. There's a nice rubber grip on it. The buttons are nice and solid. It's also waterproof, so you can use it in the shower. As an interchangeable head so that you can change it for this little sort of close shave razor there to do the sort of more sensitive areas, get the skin nice and tight and sort of go over that so you don't get any long hairs. One of the most impressive things about this is this blade has skin safe technology. So even if you're not being overly careful, you will not cut yourself, you will not nick yourself. And when you're doing those sort of more private areas, that's incredibly important and something that I've always struggled with in the past, to find something that was really safe to use in that area. And the fact that you can do this in the shower just means you don't make any mess anywhere either. Now, as a product, that's probably the best wireless trimmer I've used. Obviously, with the width of it, it doesn't fit up your nose or in your ears. So they have the Weed Whacker 2.0. Again, brilliant design so that it fits perfectly in your hand. It's got a really good rubber coating, a really sturdy button, and the motor in it, it sounds like a Tesla when you start it up. And if you just trim your nose hairs and your ears hairs, no pain whatsoever. The motor spins so fast that it just trims everything down really, really low. And it's a fantastic product. Another part of the set they sent me is a little lotion, an aftershave lotion to put on yourself after you've shaved, particularly more in that private area because you don't want any sort of flare-ups going red or any sort of itching to happen down there. And this is absolutely fantastic. And then once you've done that, you can use what they call the Crop Preserver, which is actually a sort of form of lotion and deodorant for your balls, which is absolutely brilliant. And it's a feeling, particularly as I travel a lot for my work. So I'm sitting in the vehicle a lot of the time driving, and no itching, no chafing whatsoever. This stuff is absolutely amazing. As soon as I run out of this, I'm buying more because it's absolutely terrific. When you get this package from Manscaped, you also get boxer shorts, which are bamboo and then sort of a silk lining in the middle, which just feels absolutely incredible, and a really solidly built waistband as well, which is brilliant on a good pair of boxer shorts. And I mean, I don't know if this comes in it as well. This T-shirt came with me because I'm going to be promoting Manscaped as long as they want to be involved with the podcast. And I think it's great products, a great little wash bag as well. So if you want to buy any Manscaped products, head over to manscaped.com. Have a little look through what they've got. Decide what it is you think is going to be best for you. And then when you check out, make sure you use the code ZEROPUCKS, all one word, all caps. And that will get you 20% off plus free shipping all over the world. I think it's an absolutely brilliant deal. It's for male grooming. It's the best product I've ever used. As a little side note to that, if you do actually buy some Manscaped products and use the ZEROPUCKS code, send me a little proof of purchase that you've done that, or a little selfie of yourself when the stuff arrives, and you'll be entered into the draw to win a ZEROPUCKS given hoodie, which is another little sort of, just another little treat for me, because I want these people involved in the podcast because I really like the product and I think it's a great product. So I would really like you guys to enjoy it as well. And if you're good enough to want to buy it and use the code that you get from this podcast, then I want to give something back to you as well. So thanks for listening. I know that the ads in the podcast can be a little bit of a bore sometimes, but this one is, so it's coming from me because I truly believe in it. So I really hope you enjoy the rest of the episode, and thank you so much for listening.
Sports Social Podcast Network.